drop that knowledge on you.
I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, I can leave.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Hayes Dizzle.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A Dizzle.
You can't make this up, podcast Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A Dizzle. Damn, am I slow with it?
Got a hezzy? Nah, you good. I think Killer Talk.
I'm here. Y'all moving. I see everybody.
It might be you, Ken.
You Killer on the on me?
It's me?
Kev, it's you. Killer, I can hear what you're saying. I don't know if y'all can hear what I'm saying.
Me?
I'm in a different environment, though. Yes.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you was
okay. Oh man.
At the start you had the B-boy stance and you was
yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Both of y'all
yeah.
are moving like for me. So this is what I'm
it's
gonna
you.
I'm gonna exit and then I'm come back in.
Shit, we gonna still roll with the intro. It's
yeah.
live.
Episode 381, baby.
Shit, man, what's been good?
Shit, nothing much. You in a new area, new scenery.
Yeah.
Might as well start us off. How was the week, good brother?
Should've been solid. We do our annual Atlanta trip every year. Always good vibes coming over to the my wife's grandparents' crib. They be racking us out. I'm in the liquor storage room. So you know it goes down, man. But always a good family trip. My brother lives down here too, so we always swing by, talk to him, chill with him for a little bit, and swing down to my grandparents' crib. They usually do like the huge 4th of July event where it's like a thing there, a family reunion, but haven't done it since COVID, so we still try to make it out here. But if y'all remember from last year's Atlanta trip, there's always some weird goes on with the driving situation. So last year, me and my wife's mother were supposed to split the drive, which is an 8-hour drive. So splitting the me means 4 hours for her, 4 hours for me. She started us off driving. Well, this is last year. She starts us off driving, ends up getting sick, throwing up, and then I end up driving majority of the trip, 6 hours plus. So this year, we're trying to get like a 12-passenger van so that we all can just hop in one whip. The adults split up the drive. Beautiful. The day of, about to go pick up the van, called a rental car company. Like, yo, I'm about to pull up, just making sure y'all still got my van. They said that the reservation's been canceled. So I'm like, I didn't cancel it. Who canceled it?
Right.
And they're telling me, I don't know. It doesn't show us who canceled it. And I'm like, I'm looking at a confirmation right here. Are y'all telling me I don't have my van? Like, we need the car now. I'm about
right.
to pick it up. They're like, nah, it's been canceled. There's none available. There's nobody that has 12 passenger vans in like the vicinity either. So I'm like, fuck it. We all drive separately. So it's me, my wife, and baby Kazi. And then dang near everybody else is with my wife's mom. So middle of 2 a.m, middle of nowhere, they hit a coyote on the highway. Car starts smoking, car is leaking, so they have to pull over. They don't know if it's, you've played Grand Theft Auto, when the car starts smoking, it's time to get, you gotta get out.
Right.
So It's like 2-something in the morning on the side of the highway. No reception. There's no Lyft, no Uber, because they're literally just on the side of the highway. About an hour or so goes by, and they flag down. They end up getting the state trooper to pull over, talk to him, I guess write a report. They ended up having to drive another mile to a hotel that they were able to see kind of down the road. So they're stuck, and I don't even know what part of Kentucky, but it's nowhere Kentucky, and there's no nothing in the area but a Walmart. They get towed to the Walmart. Walmart says the car is too fucked up. We can't do nothing with this. All we know is oil changes. So they end up having to get towed to Knoxville, which is about an hour and some change away.
Damn.
And then still get a rental car to finish driving to Atlanta. So the car's fucked up. They're going to be here an extra 3 days waiting on the car. And then I forgot what they said. They said they think it was a coyote. The coyote was actually still stuck under the bumper for a lot of the night. But they eventually end up making it down here. And I think they said it was a 24-hour trip. So they left at 10 p.m., end up getting into that accident at like 2 a.m. and not making it to Atlanta until 10 p.m. that next night. So,
wow.
We got here. We was chilling. We got here, started drinking immediately. But it's, I feel like it's just always a story. Always something to remember. Thankfully, everybody was cool, though.
So, Kev, while you was rebooting, Dizzle shared that, you know, the road trips always be with the mother-in-law, something going on.
Yes.
This time they're supposed to have a 12-passenger. It got canceled by no one. They canceled their reservation, so they had to drive separately. And everybody driving with them got into a – they hit a coyote in the middle of Kentucky.
Damn.
In the middle of nowhere. So.
Yeah. Two in the morning, no Ubers, no Lyft. Had to just figure it out. Their car was smoking, leaking. It was crazy. But everybody got here, good spirits. But that's been it. That's been it for the week for real. Baby crawling around. That shit's kind of wild. Can't just sit him down, because as soon as you sit him down, if he see a cord or anything that's in arm's reach, nigga rolling real quick, army crawling and getting to it. So it's about to have to baby proof the crib. That's what's going on in this household.
Yeah, it's that time. Shit, for me, man, I had a pretty crazy week myself. Been dealing with what I thought was a crick in my neck going on 2 or 3 weeks, and finally got the nerve to go get it checked out, and end up getting torto shot and steroid shot and a CAT scan, and trying to figure out what's going on. But I've been pinched nerved all in the neck all week, so that's been very uncomfortable. I don't know. I didn't do no extracurricular. I didn't do nothing out of the norm. Like I said, I thought I had a crick in my neck, and that was kind of like day two, day three, and then it turned into day six, day seven, and I'm like, what is going on?
Man.
But with my mom and family being in the medical side of things, they started looking up stuff, and yeah, you need to get that checked, and da-da-da-da. I got a little knot in the back of my neck that they don't like to hear about, so waiting to see the results of that. But the knot ain't causing me no pain. It's really like this, my strain in my neck. But other than that, man, we got a new employee at Edibles. Been working out really well. A new driver. She's going to be a part of the team. Still running the show there with Sam and just getting through these days. But yesterday I thought I had a day off. Had to go up there, handle some business. Today is supposed to be a day off. I'm praying I don't have to go up there and handle no business. So, got to watch a little.
Is there a point in time where you gonna turn your phone off, or you gotta go?
It's mine. So I turn my phone off, I'm cheating myself. You know what I'm saying? That's how I kind of how I look at it. So if I'm gonna take this on and it be mine, when the issues come, yeah, call me, because it's mine. So that's kind of just where I'm at with it. I do what I can for the team. You know, a day off is a day off, but you know, when you stepping into this new ownership world, I'm gonna make sure I'm giving everything I got. So.
Good luck, brother. Yeah. I know what's
up. Is your internet good?
Yeah, man. I just had to reboot, and I just grabbed the iPad. I mean, I'm operating. I actually got a new computer, So I don't know what the deal was.
I'm gonna say you look a little crispy. You look a little 2024 over there.
No, I just went and grabbed the iPad. We rock out like this. Kill, I know exactly what's wrong with your neck, bro.
Uh-oh.
40 plus, that's what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, you like that?
It is.
I don't, you made me want to get into a topic, but I'm going to save it. But okay. I'm worried about an upcoming fight with someone being of an age to where I feel you. So.
Indeed, man. For me, man, slow motion, same old at work. The biggest thing going on there is obviously baseball season's right around the corner. Reds, so we're going to be doing a broadcast from down there for opening day for the Cincinnati Reds.
I'm going to miss you, Votto's. Votto.
He gone. But he signed like a little minor league deal with the Blue Jays, right?
Yeah. So 17 years with the Reds, man, that's a long time.
Yeah, we'll see if he makes that roster. But the other news with the station is this year we linked up with Wright State Basketball and broadcasted all their games. So on Thursday, they had a Horizon League tournament game at the Nutter Center versus their big rival, NKU. But the crazy part about it was on Sunday, the last regular season game of the season, if they beat NKU, they get to host the game. If they'd have lost that game, they'd have went to NKU. So they win on Sunday, they're hosting a the game. The problem with Wright State all season long is Olayan on defense. They absolutely have probably one of the worst defenses I've ever seen in my entire life. With that being said, they are top 10 in scoring in college basketball. They average over 88 points a game. They shoot over 52% for the season, which is crazy. So they score with the best of them. I mean, they went to Indiana and put up 80 points on Indiana on the road, so they can score. Ultimately, they had the game won. They got up like 15 early on in the game. But slowly but surely, NKU started coming back. But closing out the game, they were up, I want to say three. They fouled, dude shooting a free throw, missed it, rebound right in their hands, popped out. They score, send it to overtime. They get down like six in overtime. They storm back with like 30 seconds to go. They're only down like two. They miss both free throws. We get the ball with a chance to tie it up or win the game. Ultimately missed the shot. So season over for the beloved Wright State Raiders. It sucks because if they'd have won, they'd have went to the Horizon League Final Four, which is in Indianapolis, which we would have went to for a station, would have been broadcasting from out in Indy for the week, hanging out there. So, you know, just back to the studio. No cool vibes for me. No cool vibes in Naptown. Would have ran up the company credit card out there in Indy, going out to eat in their restaurants, but to no avail.
Damn.
So March Madness is like right there, ain't it?
Surprised. Selection Sunday is a week from today on St. Patrick's Day. God. So this week is all conference tournament games.
Yeah, and it's been some good ones. Men's and women's. Been some good games. Good games.
Indeed, man. So let's just jump into these topics, man. I don't know about y'all, but this is what I thought was the biggest story of the week. Correct me if I'm wrong, man. Everybody know who Dre is.
Yeah, I'm about to say it.
Legend. Talked about she was outgrew her ho-phase or ho-asis or whatever you want to call it. A lot of rumors about her dating young Jalen Green from the Houston Rockets. Turns out those rumors are actually true because the 39-year-old is pregnant with the 22-year-old kid. Jalen Green got one on the way from Drea. What was y'all thoughts about this?
Did we confirm that was his kid, or did we just see a picture of him?
You ain't see that dunk? That's his kid. He got some frustration. Like
he, yeah. He got something to play for now. Okay. Damn. I mean, shout outs to them. Let me clap it up for him. Because a baby is a beautiful thing, man. This is nice. So if he playing like that, knowing that he got something on the way, shout outs to him, bro. I ain't got nothing bad to say. Dre is one of them ones.
Yeah. I mean, I get the, you know, being a father of teenagers and they get to be young adults. I get that whole Well, hold on. The mama got to feel a certain way because Dre got to be close to the age. But that's a grown man. He is has a grown man profession. He should be able to handle that situation as a grown man. So all you can do is wish him the best. Hope it's real. Hope it ain't no side noise that's going to make this a roller coaster experience for them. But as a young man, hey, he winning in my eyes, So he winning.
Yeah, it's twofold for me. Obviously, everybody know who Dre is. Everybody, she's a baddie. She's hot, all that good stuff. No doubt about it. You got to think from his perspective, at 15, 16 years old, she's on TV. He probably fantasizing about her, and then he actually had a chance to bag her. But then, on the flip side, she has a son that is his age. Mm. And, you can't help but to think if the shoe was on the other foot, if this was a guy that was 39, 40 years old dating a woman that was 22 years old.
Yeah.
We've seen it before.
We've definitely seen it before. I think at the same hour, headlines is going that Drake is trying to date Lotto's little sister, and she's 21. So The game is the game, man. It's wild to look at, but it, like you said, everybody's consenting adults.
Is this dude really an adult?
He's 22.
Man,
he can go to war for the country. Rewind, he can drink.
Rewind about 10 years ago, roughly.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly 10 years ago, do you consider yourself? Were you making the same decisions as a 22-year-old that you are making right now?
Not a chance. Not a chance. Because at 22, I was not trying to have no kids, but I was out here moving different. I was out here moving like I was, so I get it.
Right. Man, where are the OGs, man? Or you know what? I should say, shouldn't say that. I know he has OGs. I know he has big homies. I know he has parents, a uncle, a brother, a father, somebody in the organization telling him to keep his head on a swivel. Not only him, but shoot. Anthony Edwards, Zion. At some point, man, some of these dudes got to take accountability for the decision that they make, man. You can go ahead and have a good time with one of these porn stars, reality stars, little hotties that you grew up fantasizing about, but, stay strapped, bro.
I know y'all seen the LeBron clip. LeBron winning. LeBron winning. So who was that? That was that Genie Bus.
Yeah, that's the who.
So that was the owner of the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And who was the other elder? It was two elders. They was looking a little snappy with them. I ain't mad at LeBron, but you got Savannah at the house. Man, come on, bro. Don't do this.
LeBron had the rich man leg knee cross going on, so I don't know.
Man, look, man, Savannah know what it is. He trying to lock down that contract. He trying to guarantee he get a statue outside of Staples Center or crypto, whatever the hell it's called right now. He trying to lock things down. He trying to get Bronny drafted. He doing what he got to do. I salute Bron for this. Now, you want to talk about two consenting adults. Those are two consenting adults. Right. That boy 40, she 62. Yeah, they grown. Go ahead, do what you gotta do, bro.
They put his head on the I know y'all seen He Got Game, Ray Allen in the bed with the two snow bunnies. That's just hilarious. Shout outs to Bron. That's the GOAT. I ain't never seen Jordan pull it like that. pulling the owner, that's different.
Well, Jordan's ownerships were dudes, so
right.
I ain't never seen Jordan do that. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I see Bron doing that when he was with the Cavs or the Heat because they were dudes.
Oh yeah. Might be right.
Killer, what's popping in the world of sports, man? What's going down? What else going down?
Man, first and foremost, a big RIP to ESPN award-winning journalist Chris Mortenstein. Mortenstein has passed away at the age of 72. That was definitely a shocker. I think he had some kind of cancer that he had been battling for a little over a year. One of the OGs of the ESPN days, a part of the days where I would give ESPN 3, 4, and 5 runs through in the morning. He was definitely, a part of that run, and definitely a sad day for ESPN and all his colleagues. So rest in peace to Chris Morenstein.
Yeah, man, it's definitely getting to that age where, like, man, all the faces that we saw on ESPN are, retiring or passing away. You talked about Mort. I mean, shoot, we can't forget Stuart Scott passed away. We can't forget John Saunders passed away. Like, these are people and faces that, whenever we turn on ESPN, we've seen them, and we think ESPN, we think them. So, yeah, definitely RIP to him, and thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah. And speaking of our boy LeBron, LeBron James becomes the first NBA player in history to score 40,000 points in a loss, but 40,000 points.
That's normally my line.
Right, right. So how y'all feel about LeBron hitting that 40 piece?
Legendary, man. He a legend, man. Yeah, he a legend. And I mean, shoot, think about it like this. He's obviously the all-time leading scorer, but every single time he makes a free throw, makes a layup, he is setting that record further and further and further and further away. Like, I made a joke, like, man, is after every single game, he going to put up a piece of paper with his new point total, because that's basically what he's doing, because he's making this record untouchable. I don't think we will be alive to see it broken. Like, this number is going to be insane.
I'm looking, and the next active player that's in the realm or even close to it is Kevin Durant. He's ninth with 28,000 points. So he got a ways to go.
Not going to make it. The person that's going to break that record isn't born.
They ain't made the four-point line yet to help him out.
Right.
Right. Exactly. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. It's Kev. Is Russ gonna be a Steeler?
No.
Is Russ?
No.
I heard he went in town, had a meeting, but didn't leave with no contract.
That's a good thing for me. Look, man, everybody and their mom saying Russ to the Steelers, Russ to the Steelers. Well, he had a meeting with the Giants. He got one scheduled with the Raiders. I personally think that he's going to end up with the Raiders. And I may be off, but this is my reasoning. I think he ends up with the Raiders, one, because that's a guaranteed starting spot for him. With the Steelers, you're going to have to compete for the starting spot. Granted, you'll probably win the spot if it's an actual competition with him and Kenny Pickett. But two, hey, man, he's getting released by the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos and Raiders play twice a year. So, hey, stick it to the team that released you, that did you dirty. And then three, shoot, man, he does have a wife. Do you see Sierra living in Pittsburgh, or do you see Sierra living in Las Vegas?
I'm about to say he's been a West Coast guy. He likes his West Coast towns. I kind of could see that now that you say it out loud. I kind of agree with you, but I thought for sure he was on his way. I did.
Mm-hmm. I hope not.
So he's a free agent. Is he? Is there like a deadline he needs to decide by?
No, he's a free agent, so NFL free agency officially starts tomorrow. So, like, today, we're about to start seeing all the contracts agreed to on social media. We're about to see that, like, crazy, like, today and tomorrow. And then they're able to, I want to say, sign the contracts. I want to say maybe starting on Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. So, yeah, it's about to get hot and heavy in the NFL, man. But, Russ, I just don't see it happening with the Steelers. I think the coolest part about signing Russ, if the Steelers actually do, they can sign him for the vet minimum, which is like $1.5 million or $2 million. And the Denver Broncos still got to pay Russ that $30+ million. So for the Steelers, like, it makes sense. It makes sense to be able to pay a starting quarterback $1 million. And, like, all right, man, every other team out there is paying, the Kansas City Chiefs paying Mahomes like 40 M's. The Ravens is paying Lamar 50 M's. Bengals paying Joey B 50 M's. Hey, man, we got a whole bunch of extra around to all these other free agents to make the team better. So I understand, but I just think Russ is washed. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with a team, they cut him. He signs a deal with the Broncos, things didn't work out, not only last year, but the year before, they cut him. So two teams said, you're not good enough for us. Why in the world would we want him on our team?
Yeah.
I was about to say, because I ain't been watching the Broncos, but
they've been garbage. They've been garbage.
They got rid of Judy.
I saw that. Yeah, like
Judy to the Browns. That's all right for them.
Man, we'll see. We're gonna see. We're gonna see if it was Jerry Judy or we're gonna see if it was Russ.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's see who the quote unquote problem was why you couldn't, you know, rack up more than 800 yards receiving in right. 4 years.
What else we got? Oh, yeah, your beloved Cleveland Heights alum, I think he's class of 06, Jason Kelce, officially announced he's retiring from the NFL.
Shouts out to Kelce, man. It's crazy because if you think about it, man, they might be – well, I guess I can't say that. I guess Peyton and Eli eventually both end up in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, we all know Trav going to the Hall of Fame. Jason Kelce, you look at – you know what I'm saying? His all pros and his Pro Bowls, like it's looking like he's gonna make the Hall of Fame as well. So you gotta have two brothers in the Hall of Fame eventually. And you know what I'm saying? Not only they from my hometown, they went to my high school. It's very cool.
Yeah. I saw the Cavaliers honored them, had them front row chugging beers and kissing babies. that was dope to see. You know, I'm sure that hometown love and both the Kelces, man. I like their personalities. They're just genuine people. Keep it funky, and I just enjoy their pod and their personality. So I know that's gonna be a tough one for the adjustments, but it can't be too tough when you're 30 something with millions and kids and a wife and a home and dogs and all that jazz. Yeah. So yeah, congrats to Jason on a good career.
Making big money off the pod. Obviously, you already know he's going to be working for either one of these NFL networks, making another bag doing that. I know they're going to be doing their pod live from UC because they both went to UC. They're going to be doing their pod live from down there. I want to say during the football season. So they about to be doing some crazy business, man. It's about business about to be booming for real.
Hell yeah. Okay. So this is the story I wanted to touch on. We got word over this past week that Netflix will host their first ever boxing event on July 20th.
Mom's birthday, by the way.
The day after Kia's birthday.
Hey!
Featuring 27-year-old Cleveland, Ohio, or somewhere around about Jake Paul versus 58-year-old Mike Tyson from the Boogie Down Brooklyn, New York. I'm about to say the Bronx. Brooklyn, New York, Mike Tyson. Who you got, 58-year-old Mike or 27-year-old Jake? That's what I want to know.
They're going to stretch this out. Jake is going to win by decision. He's not knocking them out. It's Netflix, though, so actually, I don't know, because Netflix is trying to put on a show.
I don't know. I think Tyson could do this, man. I just worry about that shot that he might have to take to get it done. But the shots he's giving out is for real. So I'm picking Iron Mike. George Foreman did it. Mike can do it. Shit.
Man, look, I'm so torn on this. Obviously, I'm not a Paul brother fan or whatever. We've discussed that left and right. But he is from the crib. And I always root for the crib. Outside of the Browns. I root for everything from the crib outside of the Browns. But this is Iron Mike Tyson. This is the guy that I grew up watching. You know, convince moms to let us order it on pay-per-view and the shit over in the first round. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, it's over already? I just wasted $100 on that? I'm like, thanks, Mom. Like,
right.
So I'm rooting for Mike. Got a root for Mike, got a root for the legend. But, like, my question to y'all is, who has more to gain here? Because this seems like a lose-lose for Mike Tyson. Because if you knock out Jake Paul, whoop-de-doo, it's Jake Paul. But if Jake Paul knock you out, you are Iron Mike Tyson. No matter if you're, you know what I'm saying, a senior citizen, you're still Iron Mike Tyson. And we've seen the clips on social media, you know what I'm saying? You working in a heavy bag, going against your partners and everything like that. You still pass. I wouldn't want to get hit by Mike Tyson. But
do y'all remember his last fight? He went against Roy Jones. Y'all watched that one?
Mm-hmm.
He looked garbage then. What? Dude, they was like pulling the punches. It looked obvious there was something in the contract. Like, yo, all right, we're going to go about 75%. So is this going to be another situation where niggas ain't really going to be going ham? Because I don't know if Mike can go the full distance on, what is it, 10 rounds, 8 rounds?
Nigga, yeah, 58. Said Mike Tyson is how old again, killer?
58.
Come on, man. A 58-year-old getting in the ring with somebody that's 27?
I apologize. He's 57, but he's born June 30th, so he'll be 58 time the fight start.
So he'll be 58 fighting a 27-year-old. Jake Paul better win. You better be able to beat up a basically 60-year-old.
Yeah. This ain't going the distance. I'm glad it's on Netflix because I sure wasn't about to pay for it.
See, Netflix about to win twice because they're about to get all that, all them subscriptions for the fight, and they're going to get all them forget to cancel my subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're about to get two dummy bags for sure. But I'm picking Mike. I got to pick Mike. I don't want to see Jake Paul on the internet talk about he beat Mike Tyson.
God, I mean, shoot. Will Smith made a song about this back in like 88. I think I could beat Mike Tyson. So Jake Paul actually gets to live that fantasy out.
Good luck.
So what's this? Because I didn't see anything. He said Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee. That's how you say his name. McAfee. They beefing.
Yeah, allegedly.
Fans at ESPN.
Allegedly, they got into an argument at ESPN. They were working on a joint project together. That project has not been announced what it was. So technically, Pat McAfee does not work for ESPN Disney. He is a contractor. But obviously, Stephen A, being Stephen A, he is Mr. ESPN. Normally, what he says goes. And but Pat McAfee has in his contract that, like, hey, man, he has final say-so on, like, projects like this. So, you know, Stephen A is like, hey, man, this is how it normally goes. This is how we want to structure it. And Pat McAfee wants to structure whatever this project is differently. So, like, they're beefing about that. And allegedly, Stephen A called him a dirty motherfucker. Allegedly.
Old people beef is funny, man. And they got long money. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. He said he banned from First Take.
That's allegedly. I know wild. Stephen A released something on his personal podcast about it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. My whole thing about stuff like this in general is, I don't get along with everybody I work with. Like, right. We're not freaking frat hanging out, grabbing beers after work and everything like that. It's a work relationship. So when stuff like this pops up in the media, people like act all surprised, like, oh my goodness, Stephen A and Pat McAfee. I remember when all this stuff went down with Mike and Mike in the morning and stuff started coming about them, like, not really getting along. Like, well, shoot, they've been doing a radio show together for over 2 decades. I'm sure throughout those 2 decades, they didn't see eye to eye every single day. I mean, if you think about it, they're in a room together for 3-4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Like, you're with somebody that much, you're going to get into an argument eventually. And I mean, this is normal office politics, man. Like I said, I don't get along with everybody I work with.
Right. What else we got? Carl Anthony Towns has been diagnosed with a torn meniscus in his left knee and out indefinitely. What's up with these Kentucky guys falling apart, man? They're falling apart. Is that big?
It'd be all right. He'd be all right. He getting a little rest, you know. As long as he rests up and is ready for the playoffs, this is kind of that period to where, okay, I think they're the number one seed right now. They got a little breathing room between them and the fourth seed. So they're going to be in the playoffs. If he's healthy and ready to go, then she'll be all right. This is just some rest for him.
Yeah, I'm about to say he shoot flat footed jumpers and he barely get off the ground like he ain't explosive like you would think he should be. So I think he'll be okay come playoff time. Step back and hit them or shoot them 84 threes and make 10 of them. But that's what Cat like to do these days. Meniscus tears in sports have gotten a lot better, I will say. They used to be like a 6 week nasty, like they'd be back in like 3 and 4. Be ready to go. So yeah, good luck to Cat on that injury.
They are the only team in the West that can beat the Nuggets in a series. Because they got Towns, they got Rudy. Shouts out to Rudy 4 years ago yesterday. and they got Naz Reid. So they got three big men that can guard Jokic. Now, I use the word guard loosely because nobody can guard him, but they have three quality guys that can, you know, battle him in the post and do those things. Most people or most teams, they got maybe one and then the rest a bunch of stiffs. At least those guys are good at basketball. Mm-hmm. Like Naz Reid spaces the floor. Obviously, Towns spaces the floor, gets him away from the basket. Rudy's a more traditional big that airball to dunk, by the way. So
yeah, that was
but neither here nor there. Hopefully he's back in time for the playoffs because shoot, when you got these new young teams like the T-Wolves and OKC, man, you want to see them do it in the playoffs because from a fan's perspective, like, oh man, the regular season is cool, but what you gonna do when the real basketball starts? So we want to see you go up against the Clippers, we want to see you go up against the Nuggets, we want to see you go up against the Suns, we want to see you go up against the Lakers. And with that said, Dizzle, the floor is yours to talk your shit about your Lakers.
I ain't got too much to say, bro. We still got a ways to go. But all I will say is that I'm happy we kept D'Angelo. You know, Jeannie must be watching the pod and heard what I had to say because folks was ready to ship him off to anywhere. I'm like, I like D'Lo, you know, cool, calm, collected with a jumper. And he been balling. He's been that third option. Austin Reeves done moved out the way a little bit. That motherfucking weird jumper, he kick his legs out. Shit be going in.
Yeah. Shocking to see D'Lo is actually playing good ball for now. For now.
He got to keep it up because that's the only way we're going to need to make the playoffs. And nigga, we still in the play-in right now. I think we sit at 9. Mm-hmm. So it's still a lot of work to be done. There's still enough time to, you know, make the right moves. It looks like the Warriors is out of it. Steph Curry hurt. We just got to make the playoffs. We can beat any team, but we also be losing to any team.
Uh-oh, Kev. What you got?
Is he going to play like this when LeBron James shows back up?
I've been on the on Mike and on Wax saying LeBron got to shift the way he plays to be able to have the team flourish. Like, you can't be the super ball dominant black hole until the last 2 seconds and then you just pass it. Yes, you have another question.
Yes, I'm aware. I'm on the pod. I'm aware that you said that. But at some point, we have to realize LeBron is not going to do that. LeBron is going to get it. I recall in November, October, LeBron's on a minute restriction. Yeah, game one, yes. 28 minutes. The next game, 44 minutes. It lasted one game before it was panic button. I'm playing audit. LeBron runs the team, as we saw with the pictures with the owner.
Yeah,
very cozy. So D'Angelo, get it off right now. Talk your shit, D'Angelo, in the post game. Guess what? When number 23 come back with the beard, with the bad hairline, he's getting the ball. And you're going to go over there, and you're going to wait for him to give you the ball. The only two people that are going to touch that ball are going to be LeBron, AD, and you're going to have to get in where you fit in. And rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I like how they looking, man. I like how they looking, and we need him to play how he's playing. That's the only way it's gonna happen. Like, everybody got to do what they supposed to do. Yeah. AD, we need you there every game.
He's been there.
Stay there. He been there. And he been playing. He's been playing. I have nothing bad to say about Anthony Davis. He's having a career year. But we still ninth in the West. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad. As long as we make the playoffs, we got as good as a shot as anybody.
Yeah, because Tatum still don't show up for the big ones. He still has a finals hit record that's terrible. So, they all looking good and sweet now. But once you get to them last few weeks, that's when shit hit the fan. So,
the Lakers window is still open. It's still open right now.
It's always open when you got LeBron. Always
facts,
open.
Facts.
Always open. No doubt about it. Dizzle, what's popping in the world of entertainment?
So, you know, I heard this from Nelly and had a, you know, a little thought. And I think he may be spitting facts, but he says that the 2000s was the toughest era in hip hop. The 2000s, not the 90s, not the golden age, but the 2000s. He's saying when he put out songs, he had to go toe to toe with DMX, Jay-Z, Eminem, Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, Luda, they all was fighting for one spot. So y'all was there. This was y'all heyday. Is he spitting facts?
Only niggas moving units was M-Pimp juicing us.
This man spitting nothing but facts.
Yeah.
Nothing but facts. I mean, you can go back to, you know, the 80s where it was more New York-based centric music. You know, you just buying whatever that's coming out of New York. Then, you know what I'm saying, you had the boom of the West Coast, obviously with Dr. Dre and, you know, Death Row Records. But then you think about it, it was really only the West Coast and the East Coast. And then it got slimmed down to Bad Boy versus Death Row. So you basically had them. Then you had the movement of the South with Outkast and stuff like that. So it's like real regionally based music and stuff like that. But in the 2000s, especially the early 2000s, those barriers were down. It was wide open for everybody, open lane for everybody. I mean, look at those names you just mentioned. You mentioned Wayne, 50, Luda, Jay, DMX, M. Like, these are heavy hitters. And I mean, shoot, we're not even talking about, like, the, you know what I'm saying, the super fan bases that UGK had and stuff like that. So, like, absolutely, that was the hardest time because that was, like, a part of the time where people started really only messing with their own. Like, hey man, we DMX fans. Now we not East Coast fans, we DMX fans, or we Rockefeller fans. Like, so I agree with him 100%. Like, that was when radio was really booming. If you didn't have a hit single, you weren't gonna move no units. I mean, if you look at today, you don't even need a hit single to sell out a venue. You know what I'm saying? You can be a SoundCloud legend and be making bank out here.
Yeah, that was definitely what I was going to say. The mindset of the early 2000s, kind of like, you know, everybody, all those names is fighting for that one, you know, number one spot. And I think a lot of times with music now these days, you're seeing a lot of people that can make money doing other things. They can make money, you know, off a hot summer, off a hot song. And the fighting or feeling like it's only one spot, those days is kind of gone. Everybody can eat B. It's kind of where we at now. So back then, I mean, the labels, you know, you really had to be something and have something going to even get that kind of push. And then all them people that you just named is trying to get that number one spot, and they all was in their prime.
Yeah.
T.I.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of people that was, you know, grinding till they get it per se. You know, so.
Indeed. I couldn't agree with him more than that. That's facts.
Yeah, super facts. What else?
Sweetie, you're the radio guy. I've heard Sweetie a ton on the radio. Is she in rotation right now?
She is not in rotation right now.
Okay.
She's not in rotation right now.
Do you care about her music not being in rotation?
I do not care about her music. Okay. I do not. Okay. Shouts out to Sweetie, though. I mean, like,
she has some hits. A hit.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, she hasn't released an album in about to be 3 years, and she's very well aware that nobody was caring about her music, so she's just going to sit there, be beautiful, keep it pushing until somebody starts caring again. I like the awareness.
Has anybody cared about her music, like wanting an album from Sweetie? I'm not trying to roast. That's a legit question. Has anybody said, hey, man, Friday when that new Sweetie starts streaming, can't wait.
Don't think so.
Obviously, yeah. I'm not in the demo.
Yeah.
But like, oh man, she's dropping that new banger tonight. I can't wait.
There was a time she had some good music. The song with Doja Cat, I think, was the most recent one I can remember. The Best Friend is a real bad to my own kind. That was, shit was all right.
Yeah, we're listening to that for Doja Cat, but continue. Doja got bars, even though she's a weirdo. She got bars.
Right.
Shout outs to Sweetie. Hopefully she can find herself a banger. Because she looked good. She got the package. But if you look good and can drop good music, you already got the package.
She got Best Friend in my type. That's all I see. That's not enough.
Yeah.
And you don't need good music to make money.
Yeah.
That is a proven fact. You like you said, you got the package. You look good. You got the high highs. Hey man, you can make money any kind of way you want it. You can make money off of, you know what I'm saying, acting. You can make it off of social media. You can make money. So the music is just another avenue.
Yeah.
Transitioning right into Ice Spice dropping a new album. Y2K. Do y'all care about this? Killa, you have daughters, and she came on the pod, and Ice Spice was, you know, that's her bag.
Right. Yeah, I can tell that the kids, I actually heard my daughter talking about this with her friend. So that was a shocker for me. I had no clue that it was like that until about this week. I thought it was another here today, gone tomorrow, you know, how fast this thing rolls these days. But it seems like Ice Spice is here to stay for the youth, and they actually are looking forward to this. I'm not, but they are.
My only question, there's no question about it that they're looking forward to this. This is going to do crazy numbers. People are going to be going viral with dances and ass shakes, all that. Like, there's no doubt about it. There is a fan base for Ice Spice, and they can't wait for this album to drop. My only question is, why is it called Y2K? Was she born in 2000? I'm assuming, because Y2K, I haven't heard Y2K since the computers was about to explode.
Let's see.
That's a good question.
She was born New Year's Day 2000.
Bingo. Okay. Then we good money. Very creative. Okay, I'm with it. I'm with the shit. Good luck to you, Miss Spice.
Right.
That's the Ice Spice. That's the Ice Spice. Bad Bunny suing a fan for uploading concert footage to YouTube. Are y'all here for artists suing fans?
It's a fine line for me. I mean, you are famous because of your fans. You are on tour because of your fans. You are, if you're doing it right, you supposed to have, you know, the phones locked up. We've been to concerts and events where no phones, no tape and all that. But if someone in 2024 gets an opportunity to throw something on the net and it be exclusive, they're taking that shot every time. That's the world we in now. They're taking that shot. So suing them, I don't know. But with a huge star like him, he probably can't get that off and not feel no qualms about it. But I wouldn't recommend that for some other names we talked about today. that might end you. But nah, I feel them. It's their shit. I feel them up to an extent. But also, these fans are, you know, they are going to do what fans do. And they want to show their friends in the world they there, or they got the exclusive, or they got the sneak peek. And it's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, for me, I'm amazed of how certain people feel about this, and then other celebrities feel it a certain different way. Went to a Country Wayne show at the Funny Bone, and he wanted people to record and post it on social media. And he was like, man, all I ask is if you tag me on it, make sure you tag me on it, and I'm gonna like your photo or whatever, and your picture or your stream and repost it and stuff like that. So he was using it as a tool to get the word out about his new material and coming to a show. which is crazy because obviously, like you said, we've gone to comedy shows, especially, you know, I went to Chris Rock. I'm going to Dave Chappelle where, the, hey, man, you got to put your phone away. They lock it up in that little thing and you can't take your phone out. You're without your phone. So I understand from this perspective of like, hey, man, this is my art form. This I eat. Hey, man, if a joke is out there on social media, why would you come to my show to check it out? Now, with Bad Bunny, I'm sure his show is supposed to be pyrotechnics and all types of stuff, and he's trying to entice people to come to the show. But it's a show, man. It's a show. Like, right. I think this is a tool to get people to come out. Now, granted, they put up the whole thing, which is...
can't they just take it down, though? He's suing them. Like, is this ain't the only person that's uploaded his concert right. videos, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, that's whack. That's all the way whack.
And what don't say how much money. I Googled it. I'm trying to see what the numbers is looking like. And then it'll show it. So, yeah, it's whack.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
All they money.
Chiller, I don't think you watch Euphoria. But
this is y'all segment.
I didn't even realize it's only been 2 seasons, but footage online circulating the mother on the show, Zendaya's mother, Nika King, jokes about needing season 3 to come out. She's late on her rent. She ain't paid rent in 6 months. She's Saudi Zendaya in Paris living it up. For one, I didn't even know she was a comedian. She over here doing stand-up, looked like Def Comedy Jam. You see the footage? Like, it looked like it's some old 90s, 80s footage. But yeah, season 3, I don't know if it's ever happening. So, Nika,
I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't know, man. I mean, you can look at obviously Zendaya on the red carpet for Dune 2. She's always making moves. She got another movie coming out. The Sydney Sweetie girl. She was in the new Spider-Man or Madam Web movie. She making moves. Like, the big star power from there, you know, they got other stuff going on. I mean, when you shooting a television series, that's not like, oh man, 2 weeks. That's like 6 months of work. So they're going to give up 6 months of work to do Euphoria? I don't know, man. And then obviously, some main characters from there passed away. What's his name? Augustus Cloud.
Angus.
Passed away. Angus Cloud, I'm sorry. One of the writers, I believe, with this show has passed away and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, I don't think it's coming out.
Yeah. Mm. I'm at that point where it's like I don't even think about it no more because it was one of those good, it was a good show. But it's just, like you said, so many things is happening. It's the stars is bigger stars than what they was. Main characters passing on the show, main characters passing in real life. It's almost like you don't even want to bring it back. I don't even know if the fans want it back with everything that's been going on. So better find something else, Nika.
Yeah. And I mean, it also speaks to, you know, the writer's strike. You know, you add that on top of it, that's another monkey wrench on there. And I mean, we talked about it before with the writer's strike about how many actors were struggling because they're used to that check coming in and being able to go on the road and do certain things, go to the Comic Cons and all that type of stuff. You unable to do that, that check starts slowing down, like that start eating into your savings. Like, we gotta think, man, this writer strike went on for like 5 months. Like, financial people will tell you that you have 6 months of savings in your account in case something goes wrong. Well, even if you did, that shit got ate up by paying them bills and eating food. And who knows if she got kids. So, yeah, man, like you said, better get back on that chitlin circuit and start slanging these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, a couple quick hitters before we slide up out of here. Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Mr. Amazon himself, Bezos, says she's giving away all her money. $16.5 billion. She's giving money away to nonprofits, giving away money to nonprofits that aren't even asking for money. She says she's not stopping until the safe is empty.
I'm about to hit her with the LeBron leg cross.
Killer, send Mackenzie Scott a message about why you deserve, I don't know, a M, a B.
Yeah, I got to get on there because I looked her up and it says she's a novelist and a philanthropist. But for real, she's an ex-wife twice and got some bread. So, because I don't know, I don't know what book she wrote or what promotion of welfare of others she's done. Because that's what philanthropist and novelist stand for. So, I think she out here just, you know, she. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to have. A lot of money to sit on. So God bless her for wanting to share the wealth with people out there trying to grind. You know, grind for it. So. I'm about to send her an email this week, today.
Give it directly to the people. Give it, get handed over. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see a little something.
Trying to get my opiates money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look out for those clips.
Right.
I'm going to slide in her DMs. I'm going to let her know, hey, man, my wife works for a nonprofit. That's a bonus. I'm a black man. If you want to help out with reparations, that's also. We have our own podcast. Mm-hmm. We're entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Anything you would like to donate to the Kev Nash Fund will be greatly appreciated. Whatever, you know, $2 million, $3 million, you know, it's a drop in the bucket when you got $16.5 billion. So, Mackenzie, yeah. What's popping?
I want to see the picture of the safe.
That's Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, that's what she on. Hell yeah.
Oh man. So the University of Florida eliminates all diversity and inclusion from their university. So basically the DEI, so no black student union. Just basically anything diversity funded from the school, they eliminated that because Florida passed that rule. Now they're one of the biggest schools, obviously, in the state of Florida. It's a state school, and they're joining this quote unquote movement to eliminate diversity from the school. I think it's super effed up. I mean, imagine going to a school that has zero diversity training for the staff, zero diversity going on around the campus. Strictly for people, not only for black folks, but like foreign exchange students as well, you know, gay and non-binary folks as well. Like they're basically saying, you guys don't matter to us.
Florida going Florida, man. I mean, they've been on this wave for as long as I can remember, stripping shit from the history books, not teaching shit in classes to the kids. Like it's typical Florida. I know where I won't be living and raising children.
Yeah,
moms hit me up with this, and every time something crazy like this goes on in Florida, she's always saying, I'm glad you didn't take that job in Orlando. And then I look around, I look outside, and I check the weather, like today where it's gonna be 31 degrees today, and then I look at the weather down in Orlando where it's gonna be 75, and I'll be like, maybe I could deal with it.
we got 70 on Wednesday. Hold tight.
Thank God. Last one before we slide up out of here, man. The House, they're trying to get rid of TikTok, man. So they're going to be passing a bill or plans to pass a bill to get rid of TikTok on all phones and tablets. So this has been something that's been rumored for quite a while, but they actually got the bill headed to Congress for them to pass.
I just saw a video this weekend of Soulja Boy. Had a TikTok live that was earning him $17,000 and counting. And he was literally on the live like, fuck IG, see ya IG. I'm on TikTok now. Come holler at me. So, I mean, you're dealing with people's livelihood. And I don't know what this whole China, TikTok, USA ban thing that's going on. But it sounds like TikTok might be the encryption they need to get into the nuclear codes, because they're making it seem like this is the worst thing ever, and it's just like the rest of them. So hope they don't get to putting their foot down like that, but I think it's coming.
I think TikTok had a good run here in the US, you know what I mean, but like most social media platforms, because most of them come and go. Whatever happened to Vine? Mm-hmm. I feel like y'all remember Vine. That was like the first TikTok.
Yeah, it's people that I see now on YouTube. And I'm like, oh shit, they was on Vine. You know, like I remember, yeah. I remember that run. So
they'll make another. They'll figure somebody will make another.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, if it's another form of Instagram that they're gonna make, they're gonna have to do something, because like you said, people's livelihood on here. You know, I actually just recently started posting more on my TikTok and everything like that. If you want to follow me, it's at One Cab Nash on TikTok, by the way. I changed it to the business account because I was like, shoot, I need some more money coming in. I make some damn videos out here. I need some cash. So
are you dancing on there? What's the content look like on there?
I am not. What do you think I'm doing? I think that's an easier question.
Shoe reviews.
That's good. I am not.
talking sports, maybe listening to music.
You know it. It's a hack move. I mean, it's super easy, especially for me. Whatever breaking news happens in sports, make a little green screen, yap about it for 30 seconds, and peace out. So I'm trying to get some mind.
Hell yeah.
Oh, snap. I had one thing for y'all that was not on the list. I actually am stealing this from ESPN Radio. I heard it this week. It was a trivia question. So I'm going to ask y'all. Y'all can combine, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all can let me know if y'all can come up with this answer. So here's the question. In the history of the NBA, there's been 8 players to win the MVP award 3 times. Can you name all 8 players?
With 3?
Just to let you know, I got the 7 out of 8.
I'm going to go to Jordan, get him out the way.
Yeah, we got to get Jordan. We got to get, I'm sure Wilt had
Oh, Jordan, that's your final answer?
He got 3
collectively.
MVPs.
Collectively, this is y'all's team.
Yeah, that's my final.
Correct.
We got to get Wilt Chamberlain. I'm sure he had a couple.
Is that y'all final answer?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Did Bron get 3?
Yes. Yes, he did.
All right. Throw Bron in there.
Correct.
Bill Russell? Bill Russell. Yes, he did. Trust me.
Yeah, because I don't know that one.
Correct.
Okay.
So yeah, that's 4.
Now I'm getting stuck. I want to say Larry Bird, but I am not confident in Bird. I want to say Bird, though. Let's say Bird, Dizzle. Come on.
Go ahead. Larry Bird. Larry Legend.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job, because I definitely do not know. I'm trying to think of the current players, and it's not. I'm out.
Hold on. It got to be something from the Showtime. Kareem or Magic. I don't know.
Do Magic got 3?
I think Kareem got 3.
That's correct.
Kareem Magic. Was a man before Jordan and then Dr. J's. And
all right, let's go Kareem for number 6. This is 6th one, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Hey, good job, Killer. Carry it right now. So Magic?
You think so? I don't know. I don't remember Magic having 3.
None of these new niggas got 3. A couple of them got 2. This is all before my time. And by the way, I saw somebody posted on Twitter the 96 NBA Finals. Them niggas looked like they was trash. Watch the game. I'm going to post it on my Twitter, and I know y'all going to see the clip. Just watch a little bit of the clip. Them niggas looked like they was trash. Sean Kemp. Nigga took a mid-range shot and they was like, oh, look at the range. I'm like, good grief.
Yeah, I'm out of names. I don't have no more.
Let me try to think. So we got 7 of them.
We got 6, I think, right?
We got 6. Oh, okay. Well, Magic. Did we say Magic? Magic Johnson?
We going for it. I'm not confident, but go for it.
Magic.
Correct.
Okay, I'm not
I think Steph got 2, and I know Magic is got one more.
I can't think of the 8th person. I don't know.
It's not Kobe.
It ain't Nash.
It's not Kevin Garnett. It's not Dirk. Fuck. MVP. I'm blowing it. I'm gonna say AI.
Oh, my bad.
That was just I didn't think it was.
Who are we missing, Kev?
How many did y'all get correct? My bad.
We got seven.
Seven of them.
Y'all would have never got this. This is the one that I got wrong. Moses Malone. I got all of them, and I was down to Moses Malone and Tim Duncan. And I went with Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan only has two, but Tim Duncan has three defensive player of the years. So that's where I was wrong. So I was like, I know Moses Malone. It had to be in 81 and 82 because those were the years like that Kareem wasn't that great no more. Mm-hmm. But I know like in the 80s, it was basically Magic and Bird all the time. So I knew it was them, but I went with Tim Duncan. But y'all did good.
That's a good one.
I'll take that.
And I think in the newer age, like right now, they're stopping niggas from getting three. Like they looking for somebody else to give it to. Because Jokic could have had about three or four of them.
Yeah, look, they're making you play 65, 70 games to be on the list.
That's facts too. Yeah.
Of course they're losing folks.
So just for everybody at home listening, Bill Russell had five, MJ had five, Wilt had four, Brian got four, Moses Malone, Bird, and Magic all got three. If you're curious, Giannis, Jokic, Curry, Nash, Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, and Bob Pettit all have two.
Okay. I mean, Kobe got
one.
Damn.
Shaq got one. Those are the only players in history with multiple MVP awards.
Nice list.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, shit, there it is. You can't make this a podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out till next week.
Peace.